Do you have a book? Get it out of your mind and make it a real book with a free guide to book publishing. Trying to publish a book yourself can be complicated. It takes a lot of time. Time that you could spend writing your book or even more books. Do what you do best. We can do the rest. Thousands of authors across the nation have trusted our book publishing service. We have the connections to help you get your book printed, distributed, and sold on Amazon, Apple Books, Barnes & Noble, and bookstores nationwide. We can do it faster than you can on your own. Get your free guide to publishing. It's a free phone call. Remember, make this free call right now and learn how to turn your book into something real that people can buy. Get your free writer's guide. Call right now, 800-482-8399, 800-482-8399, 800-482-8399. That's 800-482-8399.
The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review. Ha ha! The Video Game Review. Yeah! The Video Game Review. What what? The Video Game Review. Ha! The Video Game Review. What what what? The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review.
Come on, people, now!
Video Game Review. Don't be hating. The Video Game Review. That's what I have said. The Video Game Review. Keep it real. The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you for that, and welcome to another live edition of the Video Game Review. I'm Rick Tittle. Nice to have you with us. Sports Byline USA, home studios, San Francisco, California, but broadcasting over the entire North American continent. Kind of sound like Trump there for a second. North American continent. I don't know. I just realized I don't really do a Trump. We are here for you, though, for Video Game Talk. This is only a one-hour show. This is all they'll give me on all these sports talk networks to talk about video games, questions, comments, or concerns. I'm a gamer like you. We'll take a look at what's in the news. We'll also take a look at the new releases. I will give a brand new game away. Today's show, I'll give it away instead of at 40 after the hour at 25 because I have a guest at 40 after. And I've been doing this show almost two decades, and every year we bring in Dan Goldenberg from the Call of Duty Endowment, and it's a great cause finding meaningful employment for our veterans when they circle back to the United States. And, of course, part of the great game with Black Ops 7 now out as well. We'll talk to Dan again at 40 after the hour, so just a little over a half hour from now. But we'll also have the cheat code that you can write in, rick@sportsbyline.com. That is the email address. You can go to sportsbyline.com, click listen live to hear the shows. You can go to SB Nation live to hear the shows. You can go to Sirius XM 211, the Dan Patrick channel, and we are there 24/7 as well. CRN Digital Plus 2, the cable radio network channel, tune your cable provider. And I am most privileged to be on the American Forces Radio Network, 500 outlets, 177 countries, ships at sea. If you're in the military, you're doing a great job. Stay safe. Come home soon. Keep up the good work. The number to call, 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. So we'll take a quick break and we will get it going here on the Video Game Review.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
Hey, vacation lovers. It's finally time to use all those random facts you learned on TikTok for something that actually matters. It's the Radio Trivia Challenge from thevacationbuddies.com. All right, here's how it works. Be one of the first 10 callers right now and you'll score a complimentary 3-day, 2-night getaway from The Vacation Buddies. You'll stay at none other than Westgate Resorts in your choice of Vegas, Orlando, Myrtle Beach, or Branson. You ready? According to Travel Stats, which of these three cities is the most visited vacation destination in the U.S.? A, Las Vegas, B, Orlando, C, New York City. First 10 callers get the trip. So stop scrolling and start dialing. And let's see if TikTok actually taught you anything.
Be one of the first 10 callers. Call Vacation Buddies right now. 800-340-1834. 800-340-1834. 800-340-1834. That's 800-340-1834.
Have you suffered sports betting losses? There is someone who wants to fight for you to see you get back what you have lost to those sports betting companies. Michael Watts is a prolific trial lawyer with over $11 billion in total recoveries for his clients. And now with sportsbettingclaim.com, he'd like to help you. Michael has been a leader in some of the largest and most complex cases in the country, from defective cars and tires to damaging drugs and medical products. He has always represented the rights of individuals harmed by large corporations. His efforts recently resulted in the recovery of billions for individuals who lost their properties to fires carelessly caused by electric companies and others. Michael knows that sports betting companies preyed on and manipulated consumers into losing their life savings, and he wants to make them pay. If you have suffered financial hardship as a result of online sports betting and would like help seeking compensation, please submit your claim information for evaluation at sportsbettingclaim.com. Michael Watts is focused on winning for you. Sportsbettingclaim.com.
The Video Game
All right, thank you for that, and welcome back to the Video Game Review. Rick Tittle with you. Coming up in the next segment, I'll give away a brand new game. We'll also get to a lot of what the new releases are as well. There haven't been too many times where I've been super excited about a video game movie or TV series because they usually don't really pay off, and I bring to a point. The Doom one, that one, I don't know why. I thought the Doom movie was going to be cool and it was atrocious. But the Fallout thing was pretty cool on Amazon and they got another season of that coming. But I feel like it's a huge responsibility to do a Zelda movie. Now, what was it, last year or 2 years ago, the Super Mario Brothers movie? That made over $1 billion. Once again, Super Mario Brothers movie, 1.3 billion worldwide. But that was animated. This is, and by the way, another Mario movie's coming. Obviously, you don't just say, okay, we're done here. You capitalize on that. But there is a live action Legend of Zelda movie, and it is filming as we speak in New Zealand. You know, like Lord of the Rings and other have gone down and shot there in beautiful landscapes and hanging out with the Kiwis. It's being made, obviously Nintendo's part of it, but it's Sony Pictures. And the producer is Shigeru Miyamoto. And obviously, you're going to get legit Zelda universe when Miyamoto is there. That's his baby. And then you also have Avi Arad. He is a big-time producer on those Marvel movies. And so Nintendo and Sony actually went in halvesies. They are both putting in 50% to get this thing done. And I bring it up because we got to see, we heard about the the kid playing Link and the kid playing Zelda. But we got to see a little bit of it over the internet in the past couple weeks. And Nintendo and Sony have kept shtum over what the plot is going to be and how Ganondorf is going to fit in, because he definitely will as well. But we got to see a few pictures of we saw the actor and actress playing Link and Zelda respectively, but that was just them, you know, out in the wild. Now that they're in costume with hair and makeup and everything, the Link boy looks like Link, and the Zelda, she's got the Vulcan ears. She's got the pointy ears. And so the next Super Mario movie is called Super Mario Galaxy Movie, and that's going to come out in April next year. And the Zelda date was originally set for March 2027, but now Nintendo says it's going to be May 2027. So we're looking at a year and a half there. So I'm not holding my breath, but I still think it's pretty cool that we got to see a little bit of it. Also, this came out a couple days ago that, you know, first of all, it popped up as a surprise to me that the PS5 is now 5 years old, because most of us, and I include me, and if you think I have the hookup, I didn't when it came to this, was getting a PS5. And it was during the pandemic, and they talked about, shortages on chips. And then these guys invented algorithms that would immediately buy up whenever they became available online. And believe me, I scoured through all those in 2020 from Walmart to Best Buy to Target, whatever it was, anywhere that were selling them online. And then people who did get them, what did they do? They went on eBay and they were selling them for $1,000. And I'm like, I refuse. As much as I would love a PS5, I'm not paying $1,000 for a console. Not unless I can also drive it to work. I mean, that's just $500 is already obscene. And so I bring that up because I heard this week that Sony is going to be, speaking of Sony, they're slowly starting to phase out PS4 online support for their games. Now, the PS4 is one of the all-time greats, and that launched back in 2013, and almost 120 million units globally. Think about that, 120 million units, huge. Remember, it only does everything. Very sizable cultural impact, and it introduced the world to 4K enhanced games and an amazing large online community. Remember, before that, PS3, you could play for free online, and XBLA on the 360, you had to pay. So that's why I was buying my games on the PS3. But they're starting to close that chapter now, and it's not right now. I said slow, but they said, according to Insider Gaming, that spring of next year, so in about 6 months, that they will not be just limited to a specific game, but just all PS4 games, especially, and those, that doesn't mean they're going to stop releasing games, which is kind of weird, but they're going to start dropping some content in January, and also in the catalog too, if you want to buy a game, if it's not going to have the support. And it's a little bit shocking to me, because when I hear about, oh, they're closing out PS3 or Battlefield Bad Company 2 or something, and I'm like, oh wow. But the PS4 to me, I feel like there's, with all those units, that Sony might be shooting themselves in the foot, but they also want to move on. They want everybody, you know, the pan is, you don't have to pay $1,000 for a PS5 anymore. So they want everybody on board, especially when you think about the cycle of a console for the next gen as well. And the last thing you want to do is kill off something right when it's going. But I mean, the PlayStation 4 has had some highs and lows over the last, I don't know, 5, 6, 7, 8 years. If you think about the exclusives it first had, like God of War and Bloodborne and Last of Us Part 2, there were some great games in the library. But I guess it's just a little bit of a bittersweet thing that Sony, as they're starting to phase this out, it will have its place in the lore all time. But honestly, I mean, I have a PS4. When was the last time I played it? Probably when I was playing Fallout 4, but then I moved that over to the PS5 very painstakingly. I talked about it on the show, and I didn't think it was going to make it with all my saves, but it did. So yeah, the beginning of the end of the PS4, and I guess we shouldn't be surprised by that at all. All right, we'll take a quick break. We'll come back. I'll give away a game. We got some new releases as well. It's a pretty good game we're giving away as well. So come on back on the Video Game Review.
Do you have a book? Get it out of your mind and make it a real book with a free guide to book publishing. Trying to publish a book yourself can be complicated. It takes a lot of time. Time that you could spend writing your book or even more books. Do what you do best. We can do the rest. Thousands of authors across the nation have trusted our book publishing service. We have the connections to help you get your book printed, distributed, and sold on Amazon, Apple Books, Barnes & Noble, and bookstores nationwide. We can do it faster than you can on your own. Get your free guide to publishing. It's a free phone call. Remember, make this free call right now and learn how to turn your book into something real that people can buy. Get your free writer's guide. Call right now. 800-482-8399. 800-482-8399. 800-482-8399. That's 800-482-8399.
Have you suffered sports betting losses? There is someone who wants to fight for you to see you get back what you have lost to those sports betting companies. Michael Watts is a prolific trial lawyer with over $11 billion in total recoveries for his clients. And now with sportsbettingclaim.com, he'd like to help you. Michael has been a leader in some of the largest and most complex cases in the country, from defective cars and tires to damaging drugs and medical products. He has always represented the rights of individuals harmed by large corporations. His efforts recently resulted in the recovery of billions for individuals who lost their properties to fires carelessly caused by electric companies and others. Michael knows that sports betting companies preyed on and manipulated consumers into losing their life savings, and he wants to make them pay. If you have suffered financial hardship as a result of online sports betting and would like help seeking compensation, please submit your claim information for evaluation at sportsbettingclaim.com. Michael Watts is focused on winning for you. Sportsbettingclaim.com.
Hello, Americans. It's Uncle Sam here. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS or state, don't worry. I've got important news that may help you negotiate a lower tax bill. In today's economy, the IRS has released a variety of new rules and is offering more flexible terms to help Americans looking to settle their IRS debt. If you apply today, we may be able to lift your wage garnishments and release a freeze on your bank assets or business. Our team of tax professionals can resolve your case and stop collection actions against you. Even if you've been audited or haven't filed a return in years, they can help. Call right now and find out if you qualify to settle your IRS debt for far less than what you owe. Pick up your phone right now and call us for a free $500 IRS tax review. Don't wait. Here's the number.
Call right now. 800-943-9215. 800-943-9215.
800-943-9215. Again, for the last time, that's 800-943-9215.
The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you for that. Welcome back to the Video Game Review. I'm Rick Tittle. Coming up in the next segment, we will have I will have an interview. We will air it with Dan Goldenberg, who runs the Call of Duty endowment. And through the partnership with Call of Duty, and of course, Black Ops 7 is out, and talk about that in a minute. But they find employment for our vets. And once they're done giving a rabies shot to a bunny, then they find, different vets, veterans there. All right. It's an important thing. And we always love having Dan on the show. That'll be coming up next. And it's pertinent being that I'm privileged being on the American Forces Radio Network as well. All right. It's time to give away a game. And it is Call of Duty Black Ops 7. I have a code here for the PS5. This time around, it's Treyarch's turn with a little help from Raven. And this, of course, speaking of the PS4, it's on the PS4 and the PS5. It's you can get it on Steam. You can get it on Xbox One. You can get it on Xbox Series X and S as well. And brand new about, 9 or 10 days ago. And my question is, what would be a good name for the sequel? This one is Call of Duty Black Ops 7. So what would be a good name for the sequel? Not Black Ops 9. That would be a bad name. Just let me know, rick@sportsbyline.com. Second correct answer will win, rick@sportsbyline.com. That's right. Correct answers only. But it's funny, I'm playing a lot of Battlefield 6 FPS, and I one of the real stinky things about when Battlefield and Call of Duty come out, they usually come out around the same time in November, and so there's just long swaths of summer playing the old games, and that's okay. And I know why they do this, because they want your Black Friday money. It makes perfect business sense. But I'm not a businessman. I'm a gamer. I would love these to come out every 6 months. Battlefield could do one. Then Call of Duty. COD could do one, right? And so, when you hear a Call of Duty, Black Ops 7, it's sort of like when you start looking at almost 60 Super Bowls now, and you go, if your team was in a Super Bowl, you definitely remember that one. But if I say, who was in Super Bowl 32, Super Bowl 41, and Super Bowl 17, and you'd be like, give me a minute, right? Because the names and the numbers start getting so high, you're just like, so when I heard, Black Ops 7, honestly, I didn't yawn, but I was kind of like, okay, sounds good. I'm actually having a lot of fun with this game. And I'm playing a mode that I haven't played before that is actually my favorite mode. It's called Skirmish in multiplayer. And it's 20 on 20. The maps are a little bigger. And you come in on a wingsuit or whatever those are called. So it kind of feels like, and I do not like Battle Royale. It's just not for me. But you come in on that wingsuit thing, and wherever you land, you're fine. and then it turns into a TDM. It's a team deathmatch. And so you're playing a multiplayer mode that, well, at least I like, but you are more than 6-on-6, because Call of Duty multiplayer, you still have the knife fight in a phone booth Call of Duty. Spawn, die, spawn, kill, kill, spawn, die, spawn, die, spawn. The spawns are instantaneous in those 6-on-6. With the skirmish, it's about 6 seconds, and I can live with that. How dare they make us wait 6 seconds? So, as with any Call of Duty, there are shouts out to older maps. There's one called Blackheart that is on a offshore oil rig. There's one called Colossus, which is set in this kind of futuristic resort. Now, I'm just telling you some maps here. Cortex is on the Mediterranean Sea, kind of like a vacation spot. Den is really cool. That's their Japanese style mat with the architecture. Exposure, this is in the Australian outback. It's very stark. Express, and this is one of the most iconic maps in the Call of Duty universe. And usually, you know, with these bullet train type things, they were in LA. This time it's in Tokyo. Flagship, that's just 6-on-6 or TV 2v2. That's on a carrier. Hijacked, that is, you know, some 6-on-6 close stuff. And like, well, this time it's in Tokyo Bay. It's still the same yacht. I mean, we all know it. Homestead is pretty cool. And if you think about where would it be without Alex Mason, you're out there and you got the Northern Lights hanging over. Imprint, that is the snowy one in Alaska. Of course, Nuketown 2025, that's 6-on-6. And we all know, if you played this game, Nuketown like the back of our hands as well. Paranoia, Self-Destroyer, that is another one that's just 2v2, 6-on-6, and that's in some kind of weird hospital. Raid is another one that's like at a Japanese mansion. Retrieval, that is some snowy caves in Alaska. Scar, that's another Alaskan map. The Forge, that is it's a Japanese base, but it's kind of like a business mansion. Toshin, this is a downtown Japanese city. So then you have other ones as well. And I got to say, playing the zombies, I'm not usually a big zombies guy, but the Ashes of the Damned, this is a it's pretty fun. And this time in zombies, surprise, surprise, what do you get to do? You're driving a pickup truck around. Yeah, I know. It's not too bad. All right, let's look at some of the new games coming out this week. Constance for the PC. Cross Blitz for the PC. Identifile Desktop Dungeon, PC. A Heavy Morning, Xbox Series X and S, PC, and One. AILA, Xbox Series X and S, PC, PS5. Apes Warfare, PC. Captain Wayne, Vacation Desperation, PC. Pools, PS5. It's weird. It's like a hallway with water and then like some flotation things floating around. Project, you don't know it, Rick? Apparently not. Project Motor Racing, PC, PS5, Series X and S. Red Rogue C, PC and Linux. Cowboy Life Simulator, PC. Detective Instinct, Farewell My Beloved, PC and Switch. Mount and Blade 2, Bannerlord, War Sails. That's pretty good. There's a lot going on with that title. Mount and Blade 2, Bannerlord, War Sails. There was an argument. They probably said, let's just put all the titles in. PC, Xbox Series X and S, PS5. The Use of Life, PC. Sounds deep. Aluna Rift, Switch and PC. Bubble Bubble, Sugar Dungeons, 5, Switch, PC. Duck Detective, Ghost of Glamping. It's for your phones, both kinds. Frostbound on the PC. Huntsman on the PC, and I'm already out because it's got a giant spider coming down the hallway on the box art. yeah, I'm out. I want to fight that thing. Lost Ember, Legendary Souls, 5 PC X and S. Also the Rekindled Edition for the same. Street Racer Collection, Q-Bike Classics. This is for everything, even the PS4. The Last Case of John Morley, PC and 5. B Simulator, The Hive, Switch 4, XS 5, no 1. Niraya, PC. Omega Redux, PC. One Giant Hole, PC. Activision Collection 1, and the Evercade. Apothecary of City X, PC. Corner Shop Night Shift. No, I'm good in real life. Colo Boke, or I guess it's Colo Boke, Sickness Simulator. Are you feeling all right? Let's get you feeling sick. Long Drive North, Co-op RV Simulator. Let's have an RV of driving. Why not? All right. We'll take a quick break. We'll come on back with Dan Goldenberg. And then after that, we will have the cheat code. Send your request to rick@sportsbyline.com. Come on back on the Video Game Review.
It's more than a rebellion. When your teen is slipping into drugs or alcohol, when social media and pornography consume their time and their mind, when depression and even suicidal thoughts cast a shadow over your home, as a parent, you feel powerless. There is hope. At Turnabout Ranch, troubled teens step away from the chaos and into a clarity of nature on a working cattle ranch. Care for horses, learn responsibility, build trust, and rediscover purpose. It isn't theory, it's real work, real therapy, real healing. Families from across the country have found transformation right here, just when they thought hope was gone. If your teen is struggling with addiction, harmful online behaviors, even weight management, call right now and get the help you all need.
800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. That's 800-219-2494.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both, airline and hotel, with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time.
800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
The Video Game Review.
Thank you for that, and welcome back to Sports Byline USA, coast to coast, border to border, and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. Always a pleasure to welcome to this show veteran Dan Goldenberg, and as always, he is here on behalf of the Call of Duty Endowment, which has helped so many veterans over the years in many ways, mostly by finding meaningful employment. And also, of course, Call of Duty Black Ops 7, which is going to be a brand new on our shelves now, just in time for Veterans Day and going into Black Friday and the holidays as well. Dan, welcome back to the show. And the thing I love about this franchise is that you guys are always raising a bar, the bar that you set for yourselves. And I guess that's kind of an exciting prospect, isn't it?
Well, it sure is. And Rick, thanks for having me on the show yet again. I really appreciate that. Yeah, we're always trying to raise the bar. Obviously, the launch coming up this week on the 14th, we're super excited about that, the game itself, but also all the ways it's going to be able to help veterans going forward.
The numbers over the years that you've helped are pretty astounding, but we also, I saw there was a new LISEP study that had just come out about the bigger problem of employment. Where are we right now? Because it is obviously a cause and a mission that will never end.
Yeah, you know, and this isn't a political issue. This is an issue that, you know, has crossed administration after administration. It's that we hear these cheery, you know, low single-digit veteran unemployment numbers from the BLS, the Bureau of Labor Statistics. We've heard them for 20 years. But yet the reality never seems to keep up with that. The reality always seems to be much worse, many more vets needing jobs. And qualitatively, we saw that years ago when our grantees were just overrun by a request for help finding high-quality employment, and yet the unemployment numbers seem low. And what we learned is it's really underemployment on the one hand that's driving this, and the other thing that's driving it is just a really terrible way of counting unemployment. The U.S. government's unemployment numbers out of the BLS are based off one question. Last week, were you paid for work? If you answer yes, you're counted as fully employed. Even if you're a guardsman or reservist drilling on the weekends, but a civilian job or you worked 10 hours a week at Starbucks, you mowed your neighbor's lawn for $50. So what's really cool is this organization called LISEP came out with a study where they said, what if we took the government's data and we just put a $25,000 annual income over it? What does that do? And what that does for veterans is it takes the unemployment rate up to over 18%. And these are active job seekers. These are people out there looking. Now, the really bad news, if that's not bad enough, is if you also apply that but take into account folks who that have stopped looking, that number now goes up to about 60%. These are people who are working age, not institutionalized. They should be out there. It's pretty bad, right? And I think we agree no one can make it on $25,000 a year. But just when you put that very, you know, low bar across the data, it's bad. And that doesn't surprise us. Like I said, this is something that's been consistent administration after administration, but now we have the data to prove it.
To me, too, I would think when you employ people that someone with a military background would jump to the top of the list. If you think about just being on time, being flexible, being able to quickly learn, being loyal, and also having a skill set in maybe certain technical areas that most of us don't have. And yet I think sometimes people see veteran and they think, oh, I'd rather not, which to me would should be the opposite of that.
Yeah, I think it's a mix. And it's a great point. I think it's a mix of, you know, either they've given in to false stereotypes about, you know, veterans being in the extreme broken or heroes who they can't relate to. And that's some of it. Some of it are there's some phenomenal companies out there that are really determined to hire best. And then I think the vast majority is it's out of sight, out of mind. You know, the vast majority of Americans have never served in the military. They don't know anyone who served in the military. So they just don't think about it. So it's a constant reminder of this isn't charity. These are people, to your point, who bring these incredible attributes. They're going to make your organization better. And the data year after year shows us that veterans statistically are more likely to stay at companies and they're likely to be more productive than non-veterans. There's just rafts of data showing that veterans make great employees, and we have to constantly remind folks of that.
I remember last year we were talking with Modern Warfare 3, the code, of course, Call of Duty Endowment, the code Night Recon Tracer Pack, and then there was an in-game challenge, You Assist Veterans. There was something on the phone version as well, and then that went into Black Ops 6. There was also a pack there. So the question is, what is on offer with Black Ops 7?
Yeah, so we have an incredible pack coming out featuring Danielle Green. She's an Army veteran who was combat wounded, and her story is incredible. It's called the Code Legacy Tracer Pack, and Danielle has this incredible resilience. She was a basketball player in college in Notre Dame, a really exceptional one. Then she decided to join the Army, enlist, and unfortunately, she lost her arm in an attack. But the cool thing about Danielle's story is her resilience. She came back, persevered through this incredible setback, and then went on for more than a decade, eventually becoming a counselor, serving other veterans, just at the VA and other places. She's just an incredible example of resiliency. And so we wanted to profile her service with this pack, along with the Black Ops 7 game aesthetic. So we think it's an incredibly cool pack in its own right, but it also tells a great story about an exceptional soldier and American. So super excited about that. And then, of course, we will have an in-game activation as well to celebrate this effort.
I think I remember last year, too, you were talking about getting as many as 200,000 vets back to work by 2030. So how are we looking right now with the numbers?
Yeah, so we're putting our head down, continue to work. We're up to 165,000.
Wow.
So we're very, very excited about that. But, you can't take the pack off, right? The work's never done, as those lights up numbers showed us. There's a lot of us. And, it's not just about getting a job. It's about getting a high-quality job. That's one with good pay, well above the national average, that comes with benefits, that's a good fit. So it's good for the veteran, good for the company. The folks are going to stay in this job. So we measure that every quarter, not just the number of placements, but the quality. What is the pay? What is the 6-month retention rate, the 12-month retention rate? And are these full-time jobs? Those are, to us, the critical factors in ensuring a high-quality job. So while the number, that 200,000 number, is super important to us, it's equally important that those jobs are good ones. Because, look, we know a veteran who landed a good job, they're going to continue to give back to their community, and they're going to be an asset for their employer.
I think a lot of times, too, even with 501c3s such as Code, that, the money you raise, the first $100,000 goes to the executive director to pay for him or her, and then you got to fund the staff, and by the time you've paid for the computers and the Wi-Fi and the pens, now you can start raising the real money. And so I think that's cool that Activision Blizzard covers all that. So every penny in these donations goes to the veteran job placements, right?
You're doing my job for me, Rick. Thank you for bringing that up. We're incredibly, incredibly fortunate that Activision continues to support the endowment. They cover all of our operating costs. So literally every cent we raise outside of that goes directly to putting deaths and jobs to the mission. So that's, as you say, incredibly unusual. We're very fortunate. And just one more way the company shows its dedication to the community that inspired Call of Duty, the game.
And I would think, too, and I remember I believe we were talking during the pandemic when Activision Blizzard just injected money. Like, everyone wants money right now. We're not even going to wait. We're going to throw $1 million or $2 million, whatever it was. So is there another video game that has been so philanthropic to any group, any video game franchise?
Yeah, Not to my knowledge over the period we have. You know, this has been an effort that's been going on. Actually, this week it'll be 16 years, year after year after year. And ultimately, it's resulted in over $97 million to this cause, to putting vets in jobs. So I don't think you'll find any game company, or for that matter, any entertainment company that has stuck with a cause for so long and been so generous towards it. It's really great, that absolute determination to stay on this problem until it's solved.
All right, the website is called callofdutyendowment.org. But let's just say, finally, a veteran is listening. They need a job, or they have a job that is a dead-end, low-paying job, and they want something legit. Where do they go? How do they get help?
Well, Rick, you know, I got to say this. So, first of all, you just said it, our website, callofdutyendowment.org. Click on veteran support. We'll link you up with one of our highly vetted nonprofit partners that we fund, and it will not cost you a dime. Veterans should never, ever pay for this kind of help. And we know something very, very important. If a veteran gets help with two things, professional help with two things, preparing their resume and their LinkedIn profile, and practice with job interviews, they're three times more likely to get a high-quality job. You just have to ask for help, and you should never pay for it.
Great stuff. And, of course, everybody check out Call of Duty. Black Ops 7 is going to be a huge hit as well. We've been speaking with Dan Goldenberg, Call of Duty Endowment, once again. Dan, great stuff. Thanks for your help, and we look forward to next time.
Thanks so much.
All right, good stuff. I'm Rick Tittle. We will take a quick break, and we will come on back on Sports Byline USA.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Hey, airline travelers. Let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Special alert for consumers struggling to pay taxes. There are new tax regulations, not published yet. We have the inside track on your new tax savings. These programs are designed to help struggling taxpayers like you. The COVID relief programs are gone, but there are new programs to help struggling taxpayers. And we have the inside track. Call now and we'll take you through these new programs. These taxpayer savings programs have never been available until now. Get out of tax trouble now. It doesn't take weeks. It can happen in one phone call. Call now and get the inside track to get rid of your tax problems.
Call the tax helpline now. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039.
The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you for that. A couple minutes left in the video game review. I'm Rick Tittle, and this is the point where you send me requests to look up some codes for older games. rick@sportsbyline.com. That's the email address to use, rick@sportsbyline.com. This one is from Tippy. I like the name Tippy. Tippy says, how do I get exploding bodies in Saints Row the Third? I like that. Well, hold the cell phone menu and look under extras and put in not rated, all lowercase, all one word, not rated. And when you shoot somebody, they will blow up. All right. One more thing I want to get to before we say goodbye. The Game Awards are going to be streaming live on Amazon Prime this December. That's Jeff Keighley on the show. He hosts this. This has been going on for 11 years now, and it usually streams on YouTube and also on Twitter, TikTok, Twitch, and some other platforms as well. And last year, there were more than 154 million live streams, believe it or not. And so, as I mentioned, this will be first time on Amazon Prime, and of course they own Twitch as well. They're going to be from the Peacock Theater in Los Angeles on December 11th from 5 to 8 Pacific time. So it's 8 to 11 Eastern time. There are a lot of world premieres. There are major new game announcements. They have musicians performing and awards honoring a lot of games. And also, I mentioned Fallout second season. They're going to be previewing some stuff there as well. They'll also be streaming on Twitch in 2K, so that's 1440p for the first time. And there'll be Twitch drops, and which will reward Twitch viewers who watch 30 minutes or more with exclusive in-game content. And you'll get a limited edition TGA chat badge for the game awards as well. But it's funny, I saw somebody who was upset because Ark Raiders was only nominated for multiplayer. Like, is that really something to get upset about? Well, whatever, you get to choose for it. Anyway, Keighley, he told Variety, quote, "The great news about this is that it's addictive and we still get to air everything we already air at the show. And we're adding Prime Video as a partner, which is really exciting for us. We've had lots of conversations with people over the years and we're like, there's no way, there's no world where we could ever take the show off YouTube and Twitch where it was born back in 2014. So, I don't know, something to watch, as I mentioned, on December 11th. All right, I'm Rick Tittle, and you can email me throughout the week if you so desire, rick@sportsbyline.com. Otherwise, we will see you next time on the Video Game Review.